Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of May 2016, and this is the 356th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm crouching down under a big pine tree in St. David's Park. I'm trying to get away from the roar of traffic. I don't know quite how I imagined I was going to be doing this podcast, because either it is very loud or it's very public or both. And so I'm hoping that you're going to be able to hear this. I did do a test run, but I realized that I was not going to be able to do a podcast and then come down to the launch of my friend's book. It's in an area I don't usually come to because it's a bit out of my way, but it was really lovely having a walk down today. It's quite cold. I've got a beanie on and a coat and jumper. And this morning when I woke up, well, I didn't know when I woke up, but when I got out and about this morning, I was told and then saw that our local mountain, Mount Wellington, was completely covered with snow. So that's quite a change from what the temperatures we've been having. And in fact, tomorrow we're going back up to summer temperatures in the low 20s. So it's been quite an interesting day like that. And as I've mentioned before, I find these kinds of days really good for me. They nurture me. I feel as if I can get back into myself, be a bit less distracted. And so I thank whatever for this really lovely day. It's also been nice because I'm not feeling really very well at the moment, and I feel as if I have a license to take it quietly, and I was able to have a bit of a rest before I strode out this afternoon, but I suspect I might not have much of a voice tomorrow. So that's a bit of a pity, but I know that I have been burning the candle at both ends this last 10 days or so, and really my poor body is telling me to stop. And I look forward to having a bit of time to do that. So today I was also thinking back on the last few days when I've been able to participate in all this Qigong, and I realized on Saturday that I had been really exhausted when I began the day, and then after a full day of Qigong I was quite energized, and I've been really fortunate in having two more Qigong sessions by being live streamed with the Gladstone's Library Unproductivity Summit. And I've been listening to the podcasts of the participants there, listening to what they've got out of it. And this idea of Michael Nobbs was talking today about the idea of seeing people once a year, gathering, and then being able to actually see what changes have happened over the last year and what things to imagine for the next year. And this sort of slow, long-term planning, how different it is from our daily, daily assessments of what we have done and where we have got to, which can sometimes feel completely nowhere. But by seeing things in a larger time space, we can actually see where the movement has happened and take the ups and downs as well as the kind of overall measurement. I certainly have felt that, as I mentioned yesterday, with seeing this friend whose book is being launched, that with a four-year gap since we last met up, we can see quite major differences. And it's not just in how we look, but also in what we've done or where we've arrived at, physically, emotionally, and in our work. So I do hope you too are able to look at things over time a bit. And I'm just thinking it's a bit like share prices, not that I know much about them, but this need to take a long-term view in order to really see what the pattern is. So I hope you can do that with whatever work you're doing. And I hope I can feel my throat going, so I'm going to draw this to a close. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.